Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from chimpanzee all the way down to chimpanzee. I'm your host, Matt Stewart, and I'm joined as always by the official second banana of the show. He's actually also the host of a show called Giny Gine Gine, which is all about gines. It's Evan Munro Smith. Welcome, Evan. What are gines?
Hello.
What a great way to begin the one that you can't edit. What a great way to begin the one that you definitely have to keep.
I mean, I've never edited any of them,
so. That's so good.
You've just always had the option, I guess, is the point.
Yeah, there's nothing's always changed. Been the option. I think you might have misheard the name. Oh. It's actually Jimity Jimity Jims.
It's all about Jimity Jims, that's
it's
right.
It's all about Jiminy Cricket.
Oh.
Little boy's conscience. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know how we got 100 episodes out of that.
Well, welcome anyway, Evan Munro Smith. Also, Evan, joining us on the show, back in the Monkey House, it's podcasters, Sans Pants Best Boys, and co-hosts of Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys. It's two of the three boys, Jackson Bailey and Adam Carnevale.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. I'm excited. I love it here in the Monkey House. It's my favorite place to be.
I don't think as well you get enough credit for saying my surname in the traditional Roman style well.
I quite like that even off air, that's how you'll say it. You'll be like, like if we're like physically recording together and Adam's yet to arrive or whatever, you're like, where's Adam Carnevale? But it's almost to yourself. I really appreciate that. It's locked in your mind. I think.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm truly in my Italian roots. It takes me back to like in a previous life in the Senate, staring at Julius Caesar being stabbed to death right before he says "Et tu, Brute."
Yeah.
He looks to another friend and says, Adam Carnevale, and then he looks over and says, "Eh, Brute," and then is killed.
Two bruises. Also,
that's how it happens.
That is how it happens.
Et tu, Brute, someone has suggested there, which is a bit of fun.
Brilliant.
As we all are big fruit lovers here. So I should let the people listening along at home on the podcast know we've got a few people joining us in the Monkey House as well. Currently, I think there's 69 people, which is a nice amount watching along. So
that's good. One of the best moves.
Occasionally, we might reference their comments and whatnot. And apologies if that is confusing. That was a little... Would you call that a pun there from Elliot?
Yeah,
I think so. Etu Frute?
Yeah,
I would say
Roman
so.
Roman pun. Beautiful work.
That's a little pun.
You guys know that Evan's favorite primate is Andy from Toy Story. Last week you were trying to convince him that was not the way to go. Have you had any thoughts since? He's unbudgeable on this topic.
Have I had any thoughts besides is a better question.
Oh, my God. Adam's ready.
Finally, because we haven't brought this up. I haven't given you warning that I'm going to ask you this question. I never do. No, it's only when I think of it.
You're always ready to go, though.
Adam Carnevale.
Yeah. Right. So I feel like we've been slowly narrowing it down here. We've been trying to find primates with more human-like. See, I began this, trying to find primates with more human-like qualities.
Sure.
Yeah, you've been quite strategic about it.
Yeah. And then I realized It's a very recent realization as well. I was like, you don't want a primate that is human-like. You want a primate that is Andy-like. And so in the last episode, I changed tack completely. I wasn't like, oh, this is human-like. These are like human-like traits. I was like, this is Andy. This is Andy-like traits. So, and last episode, I believe we did touch on, but we didn't properly explore, in my opinion, the idea that there is in Toy Story 3, a monkey, the symbol clapping monkey.
Uh-huh.
Did you answer? I don't think we properly, definitively came to an answer on that one. How do you feel about that one? This is a preliminary question. This is not my submission. I just want you to know.
Okay.
I feel like that was the monkey that that was the excuse for us to do primates about Toy Story. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the barrel of monkeys.
We never even did the one that he was in.
It's, in fact, Toy Story 3 is the one that I've, for some reason, I've definitely seen it, but I think I saw it when it came out and haven't seen it again since. Whereas I have seen 1, 2, and 4 more recently. So look, I haven't really thought about the monkey, the monkey with the symbols. But I can only
there they are.
Oh, what's this?
There he is.
So for the listeners at home, that's much more terrifying than I.
It's the tube eyes, like a crab's.
Yeah,
what is going on? Hands down,
some sort of odd like gum disease or something, maybe.
Weird red edging.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Yeah.
No, I find that quite off-putting, and therefore I would definitely rank Andy higher than that. I'm sorry, Adam.
No, that's fine. Like I said, that was not actually my submission. That was more like for curiosity's sake. I'm just like wondering. And we've spoken also about the other human lead in the first Toy Story movie, Sid.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Do you remember what you said last time?
No.
You said, and I quote, no. Imagine if I was that prepared. Imagine if I was like, and I quote.
I was so ready for you to be that prepared. It would not have shocked me.
More effort than I gave into researching the actual topic of today's show. No. But I'm thinking instead of another Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Another Pixar movie by the name of Up. Have you seen it?
I have.
You have seen it.
Okay.
I have.
Now, I'm just wondering, how do you feel about... Now, Up is sometimes described as the most heartfelt, the most emotional of the Pixar movies.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the main character, the elderly man in Up? Does your heart go out to him like it does to Andy?
Sure.
It does?
Absolutely.
I guess, yeah.
He seems like a nice man.
Yeah.
That movie possibly made me cry. It was a very emotional movie.
It was a sad
very
film. Good film. Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
That is. That is interesting. I'm done.
Yeah, that's all.
I just wanted to know that.
There's a lot of build up. I gotta say,
I'm taking this information and I'm going away with it.
No, that's good. I think what Adam Cannavale was doing there was he was really just trying to get us to the topic at hand, the ape titty slide. Wants us to get into the meat of the issue. Evan, I think you've got a little bit of a recap with the help of one of our listeners / investigators.
I do, actually. I do. So it was Matt Hesketh who... Let me just. I'm gonna do a share screen, for our live viewers. So Matt Hesketh has done a really good overview of the ape slides.
Wow.
That it's quite a lot of work has gone into this.
Oh my god! I just saw the bloody wheel on the right. Oh my god!
Yeah, there's a lot here.
So what Matt's done here is it's a really good. Overview of the kind of like an overview of the story so
well,
far.
He's titled it differently though, hasn't he, Evan? He's called it an expose.
Yeah. Well, yes. Okay. Yes. It is.
Adam expose.
I mean, this whole thing is an expose.
True.
He's done a great job of recapping the slides that we're aware of thus far. I'm pretty sure this is all that there are five ape titty slides here. And I believe they're all the ones that we're aware of.
Okay.
I think, but correct me if I'm wrong, if
I don't want to necessarily correct you if you're wrong, but a lot of people have sent in images of various different titty slides. And can I say, not all of them have been identified to one of five locations.
Yeah.
Look, hey.
Yeah, right.
Please continue.
I think that's the, right, and the struggle is identifying any one ape titty slide as any other ape titty slide requires a lot of detective work on our part. Yeah. So maybe these are the five known.
There's definitely some question marks.
Five like properly located ones, but there are
I think there's five definitely like confirmed ape titty slides with locations and somewhat of a backstory here. So the first one is the one that started it all from Harry Malta Family Park. This is in Belgium. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the one that I think this is the the image that started it all? This particular photo that we're looking at?
No,
something
the one
similar.
With the tubes.
I don't think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's one with two. Or
yeah. Yeah, we'll see it down here. That
this
is one.
That's
it
the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
So this,
wait
so
a minute.
Original gorilla.
This is the same slide.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. How have we blown the case wide open immediately? That's the same fucking slide.
Yeah. I think that's something
we've
discovered previously, but it's still exciting to get reconfirmed.
The slides are what? Wait, when was it retrofitted?
Okay. All right. Well, we can read here. So the gorilla originally had two straight open slides in a splayed formation.
Yeah.
Great. Love the word splayed.
Yeah.
Sometime around 2019, the slide was adapted to have two enclosed tube slides. Same formation, right? So there's some backstory here about the
Harry Malta and his
who
traveling
ran the circus.
This
is stuff that we've talked about before. So the park was opened in 1992. It's a playground, animal park, attractions for younger children. Mm-hmm. We don't know when this slide arrived, whether it's been there from the start or...
We know, though, that the Harry Malta slides, or at least the Harry Malta ape titty slides, have existed from at least the late 1960s or the early 1960s to the mid-2000s. So we know that they've had quite a long run.
No, you're thinking of when the park opened. The titty slides came in much later than the 60s.
No, but recall, Mighty Joe was purchased in the 60s.
Oh, no, you are correct.
Yeah, Mighty Joe was purchased in the 60s in America, the most bafflingly, and then Harry Malta was opened in the 90s. So that's, and then I think we found further slides in the 90s as well, or in the 2000s, which is a huge gap of time for ape titty slides, which is crazy, but them's the breaks.
So the images, the images we have here, so this is, Matt stated this between 2010 and 2018. And then there's the 2019, the version with the enclosed
slides. I think we can even get it down to the season of the year based on these photos. That's winter, this one here. The trees are nude. Whereas I think we're looking at, what are we, springtime into early summer?
Could be.
Absolutely.
That's some good detective work. okay, and then this is a map of the park, which is pretty exciting. I'm sorry for all the people who are listening to this later and not being able to enjoy the visuals here.
Should
have come.
Should have come. And I bet you're regretting it now.
Yeah, should have been here.
You'll possibly, so, I think I'll probably make it available to people later somehow as well.
Yeah, great.
In this map here, though, if you could just quickly return to the map. In this map, we see the open titty slide version.
Ah, yes.
Near the edge of fun, which... as our understanding from memory was that this slide is one of two ape-titty slides found at Harry Malta. They have both the contained and the open titty slide at the same time, though only one, interestingly, is actually shown on the map.
Yeah, but which makes me doubt that that's true. And like Matthew's research here suggests they're the same.
That's interesting. That's interesting. File that away.
Well, this is a different map then.
Yeah.
Oh, you found there's a map with two.
There is. Did we see if I can find it in the background while you continue on this. Yeah.
Just checking. Are these definitely the same location? I think they are.
They
are. Sure
they absolutely
the
are. Yeah.
Is it the leaves on the trees, Evan? Because I've already addressed that.
Yeah.
That's a changing season thing.
I was looking at the supports under the slide, but obviously they've changed because the slides have changed.
If you go, you can see the fence in the background. It's got like a webbing on it, but that is definitely where the fence sits. There's just like sometimes... there's like a plastic webbing attached to the fence.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from Harry Malta. So the other one that we're aware of here is this is in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the one that we discovered was in the garden center, the Catalunya Plant Garden Center. I think it's just outside of Barcelona. This is the one that has the two open slides that are parallel with each other. So it's the only one that I think that we're aware of that has straight slides next to each other like that, rather than going out on an angle.
I found, so I got some info on this one, maybe I'll save it for a bit later on. But if I just steal the screen from you for a second, I can actually show you this. I can show you this slide on Google Maps. I don't know if I've done that before. I don't know if I can just...
I can't find the other map, but I swear, and I'm sure if you go back and listen to old episodes...
I don't want to call you a liar, Jackson. I don't want to call my fellow investigative ape reporter a liar, but I do not remember this map. That's all I'm saying. Oh, wow.
That looks like it's got blue slides. Yeah. Or maybe the top of them is just blue.
I think it might just be reflecting the beautiful Spanish skies.
This is very interesting because this is the first time we have seen two slides. Zoom back in.
Yeah.
Two slides of different lengths.
Yeah, it's interesting to see it from above. I don't know if that's just what it looks like splayed out and we've just never got the right angle on it or what, but that's super interesting. Yeah.
This would imply that one is, as you might encounter at a play gym or whatever you may call them, there is like the slightly more adult teenage slide and the slightly younger toddler slide, which is what I'm assuming we're seeing here.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So based on what the kids are comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could pick a slide. That's very interesting. Yeah. I couldn't find, because I swear we have a map somewhere and we've referenced in previous episodes that Harry Malta has two ape slides, but for some reason I can't find that map again. But go back, listen to it. We've confirmed it. We don't need to do that work again. You know?
I vaguely recall it.
I should say that was brought to my attention from listener Pashamik Dudek.
Thank you very much.
Emailed in with a bunch of great info. Which I might get to some of that later. But yeah, he gave us that sort of location there.
In the chat, Stephen Edmonds, thank you very much for this, has shown us Google Street View gives you a very detailed side view of the Harry Malta slide.
Ooh,
the enclosed one, not the open one. You can see that this slide variation, very definitely both slides are of the same length because they're basically the second slide is not visible. They are so overlapped. Hang on a minute. That is really overlapping, almost suspiciously.
Oh.
If we move down, is this one slide?
No,
it's two. It's two. All right. Just quickly checking. Yeah.
They're not faking a second slide for us. Yeah.
That would have really blown things wide open.
That would have been crazy if they were faking a second slide.
Yeah. But it's Photoshopping in.
Yeah. It's cool to see that from this level, though, to see the ape titty slide. I mean, we're off in the woods now, but to see that ape titty slide, it's really interesting to see it from
so close, you can touch it. That means you don't even have to enter the park to witness its beauty. Yeah.
Does Google Street View... Google Maps, like from top down, that has a historical view. Like you could go back in time. Oh. Can you do the same thing with Street View?
You can, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
Currently shown March 2019. Oh, they only have 2021.
There's not a lot of.
Well, you can see there what I was talking about with the leaves.
Yeah,
there's confirmation.
Yes. You're clever on the leaves.
You were.
Is real.
That's incredible. Well, let's go back to our overview of the ape titty slide. Story, I think.
So back, that was Harry Malta we were just talking about. The second one we were talking about with the straight slides is the Catalunya plants one. Now the third one.
Oh, this one.
This is the Swiss one. Yeah.
This is the paradox. This is your summer dreams coming
true. It's so splayed. So splayed are those titty slides. It's crazy. Yeah.
Titty slides akimbo right there.
It's basically each titty slide is aiming at a different line, a different side of the pool.
Yeah.
That's how it's like literally a 90 degree angle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this one is in Vetrotz in Switzerland. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced, but. So this, it has the open slides, but yes, splayed out on quite an angle there.
Okay.
We've got a couple of photos of this showing it. And they go out directly to a pool, whereas all the other ones, I think, that we're aware of go just to grass, like a play area.
Yes, this is the only ape titty water slide.
But I don't think it's been specifically designed for the pool because it still just seems like a hard metal slide, which is very funny. You're still just like in the hot summer burning your ass cheeks as you apparently go down it naked. But like, you know, it's, yeah, which I like. I think that's funny. Yeah.
And this still exists to the present day. It's noted here.
Okay.
So
our emblematic gorilla welcomes you to the Botza Beach swimming pool and is delighted to welcome you in a magnificent green and tree-lined setting. That's awesome.
It's interesting to see what all the different owners think is the ideal color to paint them, because they've all got a different paint job on them. That's a much darker one, the Swiss one.
Most of them kind of like a light brown, reddy brown.
In
the other ones have like a Homer Simpson, like round the mouth, it's a slightly different color. Except actually, the Harry Malta one is all same color.
It's
just the Barcelona one, it looks like, that has that has the Homer Simpson mouth.
They painted a different color, but given a little bit more TLC, which is good to see. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from Switzerland to Ibiza.
This one I find fascinating.
Yeah, me too.
This is the one which only has
titty slide.
It's so enigmatic. The mono titty slide. It's so enigmatic. Why is it in a car park? What's going on? You know,
What is going on with this? So this fourth gorilla slide was posted in 2011 by Thomas Clark, originally founded on the island on Ibiza in the Mediterranean Sea, the abandoned Bull Bar Rodeo Fairground. So. And so Matt has is suggesting that these might be the same slide.
I think they are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think there's no doubt.
Well, actually, no. See, look, having said that, this guy's got with the tube, he has little boots. This guy doesn't have little boots at all.
Yeah. No, he has little boots that are just painted on. That could be very easily changed without notice.
It's just a paint job, you reckon?
Yeah.
So then the other thing that I was noting was that he's standing on a concrete thing, whereas he seems to be standing on nothing here. But then this other angle of this one.
Someone's just also noted here the nipples differentiation.
The nipples
there.
are completely different.
Wait, the nipples are different compared to what? We don't see nipples on any of the other slides.
The nipples are different between these. What are you moron? Between the two apes we're seeing here.
All right, leave me alone. I'm a fellow investigative journalist yourself.
Please, bit of respect, Jackson, for Adam Cunningham.
Excuse me, I got fired up. But no,
the hands are. The nipples are completely different. Are the hands different?
That was from Sari Jones. Sorry, Sari, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong there. He brought that to our attention there.
So these could
keeping
be
a close eye
then.
On the nips, which I appreciate there from Sari.
They
Jones.
Are different, yeah.
But it's hard to it's hard to tell if it's the nipple. Like, obviously the nipples are different, but is the entire torso shaped differently in the one on the left?
Wait. Have a look at the mouth. Does the mouth in the second one have a slight upward bend to it?
I think
whereas
that's
the other
just
one
an angle thing, Adam.
I think we're
looking up at the one on the right and much more dead on the one on the left.
Occam's razor, we have to assume that the golden ape with the one titty hole and the golden ape with the one titty hole and circular slide have got to be the same ape. I think I think the odds of them being two different gorillas would be astronomical. Yeah.
Occam's razor are often used incorrectly, like in this instance, look, hey.
Yeah. I think we've got to accept that these are the same ape, personally.
I think it's just had a paint job.
Yeah.
And the nipple has changed along with that.
It could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
But there is also it's on sort of a concrete thing here, and then the other one isn't. But then this picture.
Oh.
So this is also in Ibiza. So this is what we're saying is the same one, but the chest has been filled in.
Yes.
If I may, someone has just posted a image from Flickr of, I believe, this exact ape slide. If you check, it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry. It's posted by Jeff. Jeff, in the comments, if you check, you can see it looks very similar to this one. It looks like the exact shot we're looking at right now from the document. It looks like that shot, but from the other angle, like the other side of it. You can see it's got a different paint job, but it definitely
looks
like it.
It's got the little boots and gloves as well.
Yeah.
So like,
wow. That's definitely the same one as the one that is the slide.
Mm.
is that it's the one on the right here. So does that, and is there any information about this? This is in Spain.
Yeah. That's all we know, unfortunately.
Mm.
My geography's bad. Spain and Ibiza, are they correlated?
Ibiza's in Spain, yes.
Yeah, Ibiza's in Spain.
Great, thank you for that. So this holds up. This it could, no, but this photo's recent, right? The one that on Flickr.
It looks recent, but I don't know. There's
taken August 2004. So how does that? Has it been re?
It's on the same plinth. It's on exactly the same plinth.
It is.
It's that. So are there two in Ibiza?
In the Ibiza. Yeah. It's well, the Bull Bar Rodeo Fairground.
Can I take you back to Pashmek Dudek's research? He's actually found that Ibiza is a hotbed, in his words, for ape titty slides.
Wow.
He's written a list, one and two were ones we've already discussed. Then he goes on to point three, which is Ibiza. He's got 3A, 3B, and 3C.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa, okay.
So the first one was the one you were talking about at the Bull Bar Rodeo. You've already looked at that one, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want me to... I'll take the reins here for a second, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So this is the one he was talking about, which we've already looked at.
Yeah.
So this is at the... The Bull Bar, is that what he called it?
Yeah, I think this is the Bull Bar Rodeo. This is the abandoned rodeo one. Yeah.
Okay, so this place, I'm just quickly doing some research now from another listener. Thank you very much, Jake.
Adderby?
Posted.
Was that this Jake Adderby's one, the Twitter one?
Yeah. This place might now be called White Island.
Okay. White Island.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking into this now. This is developing news. This place may now be called White Island.
Okay.
This is the one you're looking at now, Matt, is the one that's on Twitter. It's got the...
sealed up.
It's sealed up.
Yeah.
Not very well. Like, they haven't done a great job of...
Oh, I mean, no, it's obviously better job than I would have done.
Yes.
No, and me too. You're right. but it's clear that this has been a modified... It did have a slide coming
out. So he found this one at the Ibizan... Hippie Market. It has no slide, but clearly has the same, has a sealed titty slide opening, Pashemek writes. He said he found various photos of the hippie market in, I haven't heard of these hippie markets. Apparently it's a big thing in Spain.
Okay.
Oh, that image can't be found. But then he showed me this. He found this article.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's called, the place is known as Gorilla. And I can only assume based around this one gorilla here.
That's very interesting.
Yes. So.
Great research.
A couple of the quotes from that article, it says, the space known as Gorilla in the heart of Cala de Boo, which is, I think, on Ibiza, remains in a state of semi-abandonment. Cars of different ranges and states, motorcycles of different displacement. That's it. The translation is beautiful.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Motorcycles of different displacement and even boats accumulate in the space where hundreds of vendors used to gather at the hippie market, all under the gaze of the gorilla giant who remains standing, witness to the degradation that is around him.
Wow.
I mean, even after translating... Just from the Google Translate, that writes like, you know, poetry.
It's interesting. Isn't it
beautiful? I am currently searching Ibiza for any place named Gorilla. I found a place called Villa Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, late breaking news. We'll report back to you. I am investigating as we speak.
Okay, it's interesting to note. And we know this because we've looked in the Falgus Entertainment website. Because we learned Falgus Entertainment, they produce these ape titty slides. But it's interesting to note that there aren't any new ones. That every ape titty slide we find, it's at an abandoned park or it's been through many readjustments. I think that's interesting. I don't know what that says. I don't know if it became too expensive to make these ape titty slides. I don't know if there was no demand for them anymore. The market dropped. I'm not sure. But it is interesting to note that. I don't know what it means.
But on the other hand, Jackson, everything fell away, but not the gorilla. You know what I mean?
That's true. It stands the test of time. Certainly.
Maybe it's more a symbol of strength.
It's a symbol of hope, I think.
Yeah.
So is there one in Ibiza, or have we established this?
I think there's many different in Ibiza, but that makes sense because because Falcus Entertainment's a Spanish company. So that would make sense.
I am uncertain on how many there may be because we have yet evidence that multiple have existed at the same time.
What if
this is one transposing between locations?
That seems possible.
Hang on. Hang on. Yes, guys.
Mm.
I think what Adam Carnevale just said rings true here because I've just another one of Pachermek's sorry to pronounce your name differently every time, mate. one of his other links shows photos from that abandoned hippie market, which I'm showing you now. And clearly you can see.
There it is.
There it is.
That is the sealed up
this
mono titty slide gorilla.
This is interesting. Yeah. Look, I know this. This was almost a confirmation already, but this one that we are currently looking at, the one in Ibiza, if you'll notice, it has only the rear entrance to this gorilla.
We're talking about
To get to the slide, you can see there is only one square or rectangular cutout.
Yeah.
Whereas we have seen in other ones a full back cutout.
That's
true. So this is definitely, I knew we had already confirmed this, but this is basically extra confirmation that this is its own Ibizan gorilla slide.
It's a sort of variant of the Falcus Entertainment titty slide that we've really only found in Ibiza. And interestingly, the one that was linked to us in chat, the one on Twitter, this was taken in 2016. And these photos from the article, I think, were taken in 2021. Is that what it said down the bottom? So it's a real tragic tale, the Ibiza one, then.
Some of the abandonment they were talking about was, the theory was that it was a bit COVID-related.
Oh, I see.
So it is quite fresh.
Yeah.
Yes, very sad. Wow.
What I think is very interesting in that what seems to be happening here, or trying to put myself into the Falcus Entertainment mindset, obviously something that we have all been striving to achieve. It appears that they make the whole gorilla and then add the slide to your specifications.
That's true. That's interesting. And thank you, chat, as well, for giving, this link here. I will send them a message right now. So speaking of sending messages, obviously I have sent out quite a few messages between episodes. Now, Falcus Entertainment have not gotten back to me. I've messaged them. They have not responded. I don't even know if they've seen the email. I've emailed them. I've messaged them on Facebook. I've done the same with the Werribee Zoo. I have received no information back, which is a massive tragedy. They're scared of the truth. They're frightened of what we could find out. I've done some investigating into the idea of an Australian ape titty slide myself. My first avenue of exploration is I was like, if we have in Australia a slide of a gigantic ape with a statue of a gigantic ape with titty slides, it will be one of our many big things. And so I was like, let me Google like Australian big things, get a list up. Couldn't find any. What I did find, and I think this is pretty interesting. Okay. If I'll just share my screen. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
Take the reins briefly. So I found, now Falcus Entertainment, they don't just make the ape titty slide. They also make this statue because we've seen this statue at the Werribee Zoo. And we've seen this statue on the Falcus Entertainment website. But this...
Oh, Jackson. But you might admit, did you see Jess Perkins has also posed with another one of these statues?
Oh, incredible. My.
What?
In...
Whereabouts?
In country Victoria somewhere.
What?
Let me see if I can find... I forgot about that.
But I found that same statue on a website that is not Falcus Entertainment. It's natureworks.com.au. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if this company is getting the ape titty slides from Falcus, these like gorilla statues from Falcus and distributing them in Australia. I don't know if this is a gorilla statue that both somehow Falcus and NatureWorks have access to. I don't know what it means, but I think this is very interesting because it's exactly the same gorilla. Now, they do say if you go to pricing and delivery, They do say that they can make some, I forget where it is, we can create custom versions of most designs. For example, change the size, pose, or angle of the sculpture, or to include branding or an integrated or separate sign. And that explains, I think, in the previous episode, we found the gorilla with its hand on its thigh, and then the gorilla with its hand extended for someone to sit on. I'm definitely going to email NatureWorks and try and find out if this is the same gorilla that Falgus Entertainment is producing, if this is, like, if they all pull from the same, I don't know, if there's an extra company we don't even know of, there you go. And that's the same ape, surely.
Sorry, just quickly, a photo that you quickly blazed through, but I, with my pinpoint accuracy, was able to pick up on and quickly, there was one of those pictures had the titty slide with a bottle called Mari, a bottle of beer. Can you find that one again?
Yeah, I'll get that one back.
I'm looking
so
up,
I quickly tried to find, I was like, Mari, what is that? I've never heard of that beer before. I started doing a bit of a search. There's a Pakistani brewing company that might have been it. But if, so the full bottle or the full label says, you might see, it says Mate Ween Hollerland, which I was like, what are those words? Ween means wine in German.
Okay.
Now, if this is some sort of Western or German or some sort of beer from that region, my question is, where is this ape?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Mari, Spain. Okay, all right. So, sorry, I'm looking at the thing here. Mari, Spain.
Okay.
Wait, Mari Spain?
Goes to Oh, I think they're taking that beer international.
That's
a real red herring there.
Yeah, yeah, they got you, man. Damn.
They did. So this is in Spain. Well, that's still like an interesting question. Where in Spain is
that picture was brought to us by Truman. Thank you, Truman.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, could that be the Ibiza
I think
one?
That might be the hippie market. Yeah. Because, again, it looks like the solo cutout.
Yeah.
Feeling.
I think it's sort of fascinating that even though Falgus is a Spanish company, so far we have found one Spanish ape titty slide. What?
Have you seen the most recent by Matthew? Oh my God. The NGV. Is this the Victorian NGV?
Yeah.
Has not the big ape titty slide, but has the smaller,
Werribee Zoo. A gorilla statue produced by Falgus Entertainment. See, I am becoming less convinced, and I know this is the kind of thing that keeps this rabbit hole going, but I am becoming less convinced that the ape titty slide is a product of Falgus Entertainment alone. I think the fact that NatureWorks and Falgus Entertainment produced this gorilla that we're looking at right now means that it is not proof that Falgus Entertainment is the creator of the gorilla slide. They might be the distributor, but I don't think they're the creator.
See, I disagree. If you're using this as evidence, I think this is just someone has found this already disused and reused it.
No, because what I'm saying is, if you look at the natureworks.com.au website, which is an Australian, let me show you. I've got this one up as well, but it's an Australian, like, homewares product, or like, I don't know, whatever you call it, like a gardenwares place. They have exactly the same gorilla sitting statue that Falgus Entertainment have. Exactly identical.
They do.
So that to me says that there is someone out there producing the gorilla statues, giving them to distributors to then distribute internationally.
Oh,
and if that's true about the gorilla sitting statue, then it could also be true about the ape titty slide, meaning that Falgus Entertainment might not be the creator, they might only be the distributor. I wish they would email me back.
in relation to our earlier conversation where I was like, they make the full gorilla, then customize it. So you're saying maybe Falgus only make the gorilla statue, pass it on to a distributor who then retrofits it with a slide. Is that what you're claiming?
What I think is that someone else, some factory or something unrelated to both Falgus Entertainment and NatureWorks make the gorilla statue, which Falgus Entertainment then buys to then distribute. Because it's the same gorilla statue. The same gorilla statue sitting by Falgus and natureworks.com.au.
There is the slight difference between this one, although Falgus makes this exact one as well, don't they? But the one that we're seeing out in the wild much more commonly is the one with the upturned hand.
That's true.
Sitting, yeah.
That is true.
I think, so I've got the details here for the artist who worked on that that sculpture, that piece of art that we just saw.
NGV?
Yeah, is this potentially, I don't want to, I'm not saying their name out loud because I don't, don't harass a random artist, please. Yeah. But is this someone maybe worth contacting as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
They might know where it came
from. They might know where, at least if we can find out where they got it from. And then if we can find out.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look into this and I'll get back to you.
Adam, once we eliminate all that is not possible, what we are left with is possible, I think.
Yeah.
That makes sense, if you think about it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's still one ape titty slide that we haven't talked about yet, right?
Yes.
So this is all the Ibiza one. I don't want to get too crazy here, but I think this, it looks like maybe the left hand has been filled in as well. Just on this image, it does. Looks like
definitely
a line there, and
but
actually,
at a different time.
In
this image here, it looks like you can almost see that as
you
well.
Can. That's but on true. The one on the right is totally different. That pec muscle.
The pec's maybe way lower than this, the left. Yeah.
If we're getting a different enough angle for the smile or the mouth to change, could we also be getting a different enough angle for the titty to change?
Very good point. And that nipple could be just catching less
light. I don't want to poo-poo this because I think that there is definitely something to what you're saying. I'm just saying, like sprinkling in, I'm just playing devil's advocate, basically.
I just think the nipples
Jeff says poo-poo
way
away,
too
Adam.
Bigger. Yeah, poo-poo away. Go nuts. Why should I invest? Why should I contact Castor Park, Rachel? Who's Castor Park? I'm already contacting the ape, the gorilla
is this
hippie
Deep Throat
market.
Slipping you a note here, Jackson?
Am I getting a contact? What's happening? We should have done this in a dark car park, Rachel. We should have done this in a dark car park. Not. Oh my God! It's a Corona gorilla.
Follow the nipples.
What? Follow the nipples. Castor Park is in Spain. They also have a. Hang on. I guess I'll share the link that okay, it's all kicking off. Corona gorilla.
What is this?
Corona gorilla. Okay.
Oh my god!
A gorilla wearing a mask.
A child.
Yeah.
Are there any other photos of this? Castor
Can you
Park?
Get hang on. Wait. No, go back to the last one.
Yeah.
Whoever's screen sharing, Jackson, up the top right hand side. Do you see where it's got next to the little star in the address bar? The little star, the little plus in. Go a little bit higher with your mouse.
This? Translate this page?
Click that.
To English?
Go to English. What does it say?
How representative in Roquet de Mar, the figure of the monkey or gorilla. How many people have grown up laughing in this place? And we continue, generation after generation, by your side. Thank you for joining us on the way. At Castor Park, Almeria.
Okay.
Interesting.
So where's Almeria?
It's in Spain as well. So if you look down here, wait, where was it? Here it is. So it's it's in Spain. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is a different ape. I can't tell.
It feels like it's got to be. Surely it's not traveling all the way down there, because the other ones we have pretty much live, and that's got a coronavirus mask on it.
That's true, which means that it's still there at least of 2020.
Yeah.
And look at this. They're using it in their...
And it's definitely the same mold.
I got to be able to find a better picture of this. I'm going to start exploring. You guys...
And it doesn't have a slide. It's just
the ape.
But I wonder if it's been filled in.
I don't know. I'm trying to find a better picture. Oh, here we go. Okay. Sharing my screen again. There's a better picture. It is filled in. But it's yeah. I think it's a completely different color, though, to the other Ibiza one. I think this is a different ape. I think this is a new ape. I'm going to send him I'm going to shoot him a message.
Wow.
I got so many various parks to message right now. I'll shoot him a message. Let me just finish off this one. Then.
While you're doing that, can I read Pashamek's conclusion?
Yeah, so of course.
He went through a bunch of the Spanish ones, especially the ones in Ibiza, and this is his conclusion. He says, so I haven't been able to uncover any information about the origin of the ape titty slide, but I think that the information I did find is at least interesting. Sadly, I now have even more questions. I hear you, buddy.
Yeah.
He says, where did the hippie market gorilla go? Is it the same one from the Bull Bar Rodeo, only refurbished? In my opinion, it's likely, and I think we agree with that. The lonely gorilla photo is from 2011, and I didn't find any evidence of the hippie market gorilla before 2014. Why would there be two titty slide gorillas in the same small area?
Curious. Yeah.
He also says, was there actually a conspiracy to get rid of the hippie market and build a hotel there?
Whoa.
Where the hell do these come from?
Look, there's something that we haven't addressed that was in the chat. That Rachel has posted. I'm going to share my screen. So this is a street view of Castor Park. And can you see what's going on?
It's
here?
A double.
Wow.
This is an ape titty slide.
He's a shell.
So this is an ape with open chest, but seems to be no slide coming out. So it's like this is like the holes haven't been filled yet, sort of thing, right?
That
in Castor Park.
So that's the Google car went by on the potentially on the very day that they were installing the slides or changing them, maintaining them. Surely they're not just leaving up the ape without just cavities.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
What we also have here, Google has Street View from 2009. Have a look at this. Does that look familiar?
Oh my god.
This is something we've seen. We've seen a photo of this before.
Yeah,
right?
We have.
Is that same gorilla, but it has
with lipstick.
It has two open slides.
What the fuck?
Red and blue.
That's it. We haven't seen a face like that before with the red lips.
No. That's
this
an
is
interesting
a good paint
job.
Job.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Okay. All right.
Shit.
We're getting
I was
in there.
Sure we weren't there. This case couldn't have been blown open again. I was sure.
But there it is. There it is.
2015. So it goes back to at least 2009 in Castor Park.
Can we see how the paint job changes?
So we're now looking at 2015. It's
fucking
there's palm trees in the way. I know.
Yeah. Our
palm trees, every angle of
it's palm trees. All about the trees, don't we know?
It's all about the trees. You
I don't know
right.
if I can get an angle on this without a palm tree blocking
that
its
that is
face.
So
okay,
funny.
So we can sort of see. I think that's the same as the original paint job.
Hang on a minute. Taking the
red change
there,
the time.
I reckon they've painted over the lips.
Yeah, 100%.
Or at the very least, the red paint faded.
Same angle in 2000. Oh, it's
fucking tree.
I
reckon Falcon's planted these palms.
Yeah.
I reckon it's
to hinder the investigation.
Just a bit. Mm. Let's look at 2016. April 2016. Oh, the face is blurred here. Google's gotten a bit privacy happy there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still red lips. 2017,
oh,
the slide's
still
there.
Yeah, yep.
Surely over the course of the time we have, the lips are not going to change color. From 2009.
I reckon they have. No, actually, they were red.
I rescind. No, that's fair.
It
must just be the light changing. Yeah. It looks darker in 2018.
Jeff in chat has chucked up another image of the same one we're looking at now. Yeah, you can't really... I mean, you can see the slides a little bit better and the lips are still red on this one, but...
Let me pull that one
isn't
up.
It,
for us all.
It's still is this, the most enigmatic one is Mighty Joe Young in New Jersey. That's crazy. The more we see in Spain, the more we see in Europe, the one that really is just the absolute outlier, it's completely like at odds with every other ape titty slide we found, is Mighty Joe Young in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look, shall we? So, Matt Hesketh has included this in the PDF. It's apparently has jumped around quite a lot in the USA.
Okay.
And changed its name quite a bit. That's trying to piece, unless there's more than one, right? So, weirdnj.com, we're aware of this article that talks about the gorilla slide, suggesting it arrived or was built in the 60s.
Yeah. Mm.
Shipped over from Spain. Original price, $50,000. This is the only time we've gotten information about pricing or any going back that far, right? Like, this is the oldest one that we're aware of.
Every other one is the 1990s or the 1980s. The 1960s is such a long time ago for it to be exactly the same design too.
It feels to me like those ones are all old and they're secondhand when they've been bought in the 80s and 90s.
I reckon.
Must be. It has to be. But then where did they used to be?
Yeah, true. You know,
for them to be purchased and moved, where did they used to be?
So this one, yeah, so this one's the Wildwood Boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Originally, it seems. That's where it originally was sort of, when it came over from Spain, it was originally put there. Here's a brochure that we're looking at from 1995,
mm-hmm.
Which shows that the gorilla is still there, apparently known as George. And now, so this says the gorilla was abandoned when Islander Park was closed in 2002. Slides were removed. The staircase at the back remained. Pete from Boston wrote in 2002, "My parents and I got gas on NJ47 between Wildwood and the mainland. And out on this marshy island was a closed go-kart track with a large angry-looking gorilla standing in the middle. It was flanked by two dead palm trees and stood guarding a little overgrown grassy patch." Those bloody palm trees. Wherever they come with it in the box. Stairs led up to a hole in its midsection, large enough to walk into. At the top of the stairs, I noticed it was only attached to them by a small rope. I opted not to enter. That's probably a fair call. He seems so frustrated enduring a workday existence next to a used car lot in a gas station. His owner's nowhere to be seen. Maybe he'd be grinning if he had more to do. Okay, so this we're suggesting is the same gorilla in 2002. No slides. And then the storms apparently knocked it over, so we have this picture.
I love
of it
to see this
from the stairs.
If these gorillas fall, their arms, their hands don't let them face plant.
Yeah, that's true.
The way they're built, the hands catch their fall. So good.
Yeah, strong arms.
I
famously strong arms gorillas have.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
So, I thought I might have had another one in America, but I don't think I do. Can I show it to you? Just we can get a double check.
Please.
Pretty sure it's not.
Sure.
Pretty sure it's not.
Red lips again there in Jersey.
This guy. What do we think? Pretty sure it's not. Oh, pretty sure we're talking about a different.
No, this is interesting.
Different kind of gorilla here, but this is
yes,
in Arkansas somewhere.
The mouth
somewhere.
Is very different.
The mouth is different. This is an abandoned dinosaur theme park. In the background, I've been exploring. I've just been chucking keywords into Google. I'm currently going King Kong Abandoned Amusement America because I can't believe that there's just one ape titty slide in America that's been shared around all of these years. That seems crazy. There's got to be more. So I'm currently kind of looking into that.
Apparently someone has been there. It's in Arkansas. Is that correct?
Yeah, Arkansas. Or somebody in chat's been there.
Truman has been there, apparently.
And Truman, would you say that it's similar to or different from?
It looks very different to me. Okay.
I think it's different as well.
I think it looks smaller, personally. I think it looks.
And the mouth would require so much remodeling to turn it from one of the apes we know into this. Mm.
Well, yeah, the mouth that we're looking for is not. See, this mouth is kind of, if you will, recessed.
Yes,
there is interior to the mouth, whereas the ones we are looking for, the titular ape titty slides, do not have a recessed
their
mouth.
Lips are sealed, aren't they?
I've also found a lot of this design, which, whilst obviously very different and a very different ride as well. I don't know if
describe that for the podcast listeners.
So, for the podcast listeners, what we're looking at here is a large gorilla holding almost like a trolley. And it appears to be some kind of ride where it moves. You sit in the trolley as the park goer, and the gorilla moves the trolley side to side or up and down. Its arms appear to be capable of swiveling in their sockets. So I assume it kind of like shakes you around in the cart. Now, it does not look really, well, it's complicated. It's obviously not the ape titty slide. We can all agree on that. But
no.
It does share a lot of similarities with the ape titty slide. Just
it is a big ape.
In terms of visualization, yeah. In terms of the lines on the face, in terms of the arms. And I don't know if it's just that if you're making an ape ride, this is the shape you make it in. Or if this is another piece to the ape titty slide puzzle.
Right.
I don't know.
I do not think we are looking at the same thing.
I don't think we're looking at the same model. But then look at this. This is an inflatable ape from a water slide, a water park in China. And it's in exactly the same. It's a completely different gorilla, but it's in the same pose. What does that mean?
I think the pose of each arm outstretched is not necessarily interesting or unique.
You don't think that, the fact that that occurs again and again across all these apes
doesn't mean something? Jackson,
yeah.
I think every ape is posed in this way. I have a list because you, the listening public, have submitted many different types of ape statue in all different sorts of styles, clothing, attire, whatever. So many of them, Jackson, have their arms kind of out at each side as if they were, and you'll forgive me here, as if they were a gorilla.
All right, Adam, now, I mean, the fact that you're agreeing that all gorilla statues are in that pose, but you don't see anything interesting there?
You don't think that's
significant? I mean, what's going on here? Are you hiding something?
I'm saying if there is something to this, it is not in Falgris Entertainment. It is not in whatever company is producing these monuments to ingenuity. I am saying it is in the human psyche itself.
This is just how we see gorilla.
When we think of big primate, we think arms each side moving to grab.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Can we talk about Mighty Joe? I feel like we need to talk about Mighty Joe.
Yeah, let's talk about Mighty Joe.
So Mighty Joe, it's the same ape titty slide that we saw collapsed in New Jersey, but now 2004. It was bought by its current owner, Larry Valenzano. Here's a quote from Larry. "We have our summer home down the shore in Wildwood Crest, and every time I'd go down there, I'd see the gorilla on the way to Rio Grande, and it reminded me of my son, Joe, who was a bodybuilder." Probably had similar pose,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a strong pose. Tragically, Larry had lost his son, Joe, a few years earlier when he died of a brain tumor while in his 20s. The Valenzanos were heartbroken by the loss, but that's where an idea came to Larry. A way that he could create a lasting tribute to the memory of his son, Joe. So one day I said to my wife, I'm going to buy that gorilla. We'll rename our station Mighty Joe's.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful story.
Where did he buy the gorilla from? Sorry?
Well, I guess from
Wildwood Go-Kart. Okay.
Okay.
Not from a distributor,
but from the buyer themselves.
Yep. The owner of the closed Islander Park sold it to Larry for
$2,000. That's affordable.
Wow.
That is affordable.
That's affordable,
so
in
cheap.
Like 1970, yeah. Whatever, but we could do it.
Especially when you someone mentioned before $50,000 for another one.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat did the maths, that $50,000 purchase would be over $400,000 today.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was in the 60s when it's the same gorilla was originally built for $50,000. So it's lost a bit of value there.
You keep scrolling past it, but if we could very briefly scroll back up in your document to the little park pamphlet, this one here, High Performance Fun. We keep ignoring the fact that it does definitely say, "Let Islander be your daytime, nighttime, all-time favorite." I just want to acknowledge that rules.
That is very good.
What a tagline.
Yeah.
What do they consider is it listed here in the list of rides there? Tot area, food concession, golf. Okay, no, I just thought it might be.
Unless it's just an amusement ride.
Just basic general amusement ride.
They didn't realize
it does come under the header.
They did not realize the gold mine they were sitting up on.
Yeah. They truly didn't.
So that explains it basically. So it's says that for $2,000, the gorilla traveled 70 miles, 112 kilometers north, via tractor trailer in two trips. The two detached arms went on
two detached arms,
and the body. So they went.
The arms
separately.
Are detachable.
Yeah, I think we've known this for a while. I remember we zoomed in on the Mighty Joe one, and we looked, and we tried. At first, it seemed to us like only one arm was detachable. But some closer.
No, I do remember this. I do remember
showed that they both
were. Possibly they were only detached for, like, they may have detached for this trip.
Yeah.
But maybe it ships from Spain.
Are they detachable for transport, or is there something else to this that we have not seen yet?
Okay.
What are you suggesting?
So I am suggesting that potentially, in the same way that the slide numbers and poses and types are interchangeable, what if we have only seen one type of this gorilla's arms?
Now that is interesting. Is that okay? Says a lot.
So you mean you could? Then maybe they're modular. You could swap the arms out for different. Yeah.
What if you've got different types of slides? What if? Let me blow your fucking minds right now. What if there are configurations of this that are for an amusement park but are not slides?
Well, Adam, then surely, if you'll allow me to share my screen again,
please.
All right, I'll jump
then off. Surely, Adam, my friend, this could theoretically be the same.
But the head is
maybe
so
the head's
different.
Modular too, dude.
You've
know.
Got me there, though. You've got me there. Actually, see, on my list, if I may.
Please, of course.
May I receive the screen sharing ability? Hang on, wait. If I may. Let me share with you. One of our beautiful fans sent this in to us. Now, can you not tell that this is? Oh God, I started playing it. Yeah. it's got noise and it is loud. This is another similar attraction, but this one looks so much bigger. But can you
That's huge.
There is a similarity in the face there to what you were sharing, Jackson.
Yeah, it's there is. Angry. There really is. There's that same angry open mouth with the large fangs. That's very interesting.
Counting against this one, this is why I've basically put this in an honorable mention and not like a sighting sort of category. If you'll check, this is torso and above. There's no legs to this one. I do not think this is actually the same. It looks way bigger.
No, I think you're right. I think you might be right there. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for sharing screen. I rescind my... How do I stop sharing? There we go. I rescind my screen sharing.
Evan's job today was do a recap, and we're like an hour in, and his recap. I've got a whole new thing I wanted to tell you about, but I'm also almost thinking we have to save it for next time.
We might have to save it for next time, baby. Every single time.
Somehow, we've not... I have four theme parks that I am awaiting responses from.
I messaged that artist. Yeah. We're waiting for a response that artist now.
Maybe I should. All right. No, that's a good point. I think I feel like I should get through this one. Evan, so that last one you were talking about, the Jersey
Mighty
one.
Mighty Joe.
Our friend and listener, Vinny. That's the one we talked about on the last episode that Vinny went out to visit and he gave us some good intel on as well.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want me to tell maybe the last thing we do? I'll assuming this goes off in tangents, of course, but maybe it's the last email to read out. This one comes from Victor Navarro Remesel, and he writes, "Hey mates, Victor here. I tweeted you a few days ago after hearing about Falgus in your thrilling and game-changing investigation into ape titty slides all over the world. I live some 35 minutes from the ATS in Barcelona. I plan to visit it next Thursday and take some pictures to document that treasure from every angle, perhaps reaching out to its hand. I'll send them to you as soon as I can. Here's hoping they'll let me use it. I've read a big blog article where they say that I've read this article a few times. It's a blog where a family takes their kids there and they say, we go into the park and what a park, which was fun. he says... he sent Falgus a message on Facebook and he hasn't heard back from them yet.
Me neither.
Here's when I tell you I have a PhD in media studies and teach history of video games at Techno Campus at University of Pompeii Fabra. So I played my professional researcher card and told them I was interested in the histories of successful local toy makers and fairground designers. I slipped a reference to the ATS, the Ape Titty Slide, and your unparalleled work, hoping it would get their
attention. Hopefully not saying Ape Titty Slide.
I have a funny feeling using the abbreviation ATS like it's so well known.
Like, they're going, oh, yeah, we're interested. Ape Titty Slide. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Won't reply to this email.
It was nice chatting to you.
Victor goes on. After reading the article I sent you which I didn't read, but I'll read out here, but he says, I'm also convinced Falgus is behind the Ape Titty Slide. Let me summarize some of its main points. Joaquin Falgus. Do we know Falgus's full name?
No, we didn't. That's huge.
Okay,
Joaquin Falgus.
Wow. Joaquin,
for our enigmatic white whale to be named Joaquin Falgus, that rolls.
Joaquin Falgus started working with Flippers, and its founder is a collector. Founded in 1960.
There you go.
It didn't start properly until Falgus designed a metal coin-up horse that is still in circulation today. You know those little coin-operated horses you see
at
the shop?
That was Joaquin.
Yeah.
At the time of writing, 93% of their earnings come from international markets. Hey, doesn't that blow something wide open?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
That's 93%.
That's most of it. I mean, that explains why there's such a lack of Spanish Ape Titty Slides. But also international, I guess, is that mostly Europe? Or is that...
Yeah. Well, we don't know. Yeah. That's international is just not Spain.
Just not Spain. Far.
Yeah, international in Europe doesn't mean as much, right? It could be like half an hour down the road.
Just next door,
He also says they have three factory plants, two in Spain and one in China. We haven't seen any.
In my investigations of Falgris, we have found that they do have several factories around the world. I hesitated to message any of those factories, which maybe was a foolish move on my part. But yeah, they do have several factories, in China and Spain, yeah.
Amazing. Okay. That's as of 2015. Falgus have exported their products since they began. Their first international clients were in France and Germany. They also make arcade games for children. They have a few ape-based games like Monkeys and Coconuts. Obviously, monkeys aren't apes.
Classic, yeah, of course.
I don't know. He's got a link here. So it's called Monkeys and Coconuts, sort of a whack-a-mole type game.
Yeah. See, this is very interesting because when you said video game at first, I was imagining like a PS4 or an Xbox or something like that. But this is the whack-a-mole sort of video game. This is, I feel very like within the wheelhouse, absolutely, of someone who might also be making some sort of ape based statue.
Yes, whereas sort of video game, that'd be a real sideways move.
Hey, yeah. Adam,
that would be strange.
I got a question for you. You investigated the Falgus factories, yeah?
Please.
Where was the one in China? Do you have the city?
There are two.
Okay.
There are two in
Don't
China.
Don't tell me Wuhan.
Oh my God.
If we've somehow stumbled upon someone else.
No, it's just Adam. So let me show you. I'll share my screen. So this is an inflatable ape slide.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say that. Wangzong? Wangzhou?
What is going on with this slide? So is the idea that you slide into the T-Rex's mouth?
But I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that is strange.
Is it that the Chinese Falgus Entertainment are still doing ape titty slides, but they've maybe pivoted into the cheaper inflatable slide market just because it's quite a similar design? So I was just wondering.
I'm sorry. I did misspeak earlier, actually. Sorry. There's only one in China. I'm sorry. But I do not know its location. Thus far, my research has only turned over two in Spain, one in China.
Oh, well, you're in lockstep there with Victor. That's exactly what he said as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we talk about Sardinia for it?
Of course.
Please.
I don't know if you...
I'd love to talk about Sardinia.
I've been waiting for that since fucking minute one of this podcast.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Yes. Fascinating.
So
yes.
All right, for the listeners, where there's a bikini-clad woman going down a water slide.
Aruga!
This is a... This is a woman in a bikini story from the dailymail.co.uk. Sure. Important journalism, obviously.
Yeah, as always, from the Daily Mail.
It's about Aqua Girl or something, but have a look at what pops up here.
Oh, Evan. Oh. I don't want to see what pops up.
It just keeps being...
What is this?
Oh my God! Oh, my God.
This is a very close... There is not a wider shot in this article, but this shows clearly...
Where is this?
So this is in Sardinia, right?
This what? Is a, I mean, what's island this journalist the doing? Sea. They've missed the story here.
The real story is the slide, but they've framed most of it out.
You can see, though, that they are quite clearly torn, because every single other photo, the camera is... The photographer is like, well, I'm here to... I'm obviously here to take photos of the attractive woman or whatever. That's, I guess, what I've got to do, yada, yada, yada. And then they get to the gorilla slide and they're like, I can't. Yeah. I'm compelled. I have to get the gorilla. If you go back to the gorilla picture, that is the only one that does not very prominently feature the lady.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Who? What, that's why crazy. Why is this lady, why is she in the article? Is she
I'll go back to the celebrity? Top. So this is...
like she's the singer from Aqua Girl.
No.
I think it's because it's a water park.
Water park. You are good.
She was a former game show hostess.
She's a model. Elisabetta Gregoracci? Gregoracci?
Yeah. Gregoracci,
former game show hostess.
What is
the idea of this journalism here? The first line is... She doesn't appear too concerned about a potential swimwear malfunction. Is that like, when are people going swimming looking concerned about a swimwear malfunction? Why would she be looking, to be clear? That's such a weird
To be clear, there is no malfunction. It does not happen.
Yeah, yeah. Just like it's the idea that
it could.
Yeah.
I'm gonna off camera so we don't need to expose the listeners to this, but I wanna quickly, can you send me the link to that? I wanna scrub through the video. I'll do that on my own time though. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, there is a video. I didn't load properly.
I found the park.
What?
It's called Aqua Dream in
Evan, go into the chat. Dan has got a link with a wider shot of that slide.
I've got this one here. This is the one.
Yes.
There it is.
This is pretty incredible, right? So this has it shows that this ape, it's definitely one that we've seen before. Possibly the arms are in a lower position. I'm not sure.
It seems sort of bulkier or something. I don't know.
It's just an angle thing. You also notice that it's got a second hole cut out, but it's a lot smaller.
Yeah, a little porthole.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know,
it's like a little window.
That's fascinating.
It's a little window for the kids to peek out, I suppose. And this is the most elaborate slide we've seen. Mm. It sort of goes out and around. It's just
behind the first genuine the water slide.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Into a pool.
Well, it looks. I suppose the one in Ibiza was also a genuine water slide.
It does look fun.
Can I talk to you about Sardinia? Is how that all started?
Of course.
Yeah.
Evan, holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
That's another locked in ape titty slide. In Sardinia, so we're kind of moving out of that Central Europe area of that, like, Spain, Switzerland, Belgium kind of area, and we are moving further further south beyond that Central European.
Wait, so where is Sardinia?
Sardinia is in the east of France, but west of Italy.
Oh wow,
it's beautiful.
That's our first Italian.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Italy or France. I can't remember.
Oh, it's actually, I mean, it's pretty close to Spain. Okay, yeah. Look, it's in between Spain and Italy. It would have still been amazing to see them get it there.
I think Sardinia, look, unrelated fact, but I think Sardinia, from memory, is where Napoleon was born, just if you were curious.
Okay.
That is a fun fact.
All right. Yeah. Pretty cool.
It does look like it is. It's an Italian island.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Look, I entered into ape investigative journalism from a background of European history. So
that's fair.
Should I go back to Victor's email here?
Yeah, let's.
The last thing from this email is talking about the monkeys and coconuts sort of whack-a-mole game. He goes on to say, the opening of this news article is fantastic. He quotes it. The road between Figueres and Roses in Girona, I wouldn't have pronounced any of those right, yeah. has a section that excites children and makes even the most distracted heads turn. A 3 meter tall gnome sitting on a log, a life-size elephant, and several other dolls scattered on the grass have welcomed visitors in the Falgus plant for decades. Manufacturer of children's coin-operated machines that populate the shopping centres in Spain. Okay, so they did get some media at Falgus as well. A 3 meter tall gnome sitting on a log. That's enough to turn even the most distracted head.
Yeah, even no matter how distracted you'd be, you would turn and have a look at that, guaranteed.
So he left it there. Victor left it there and said he'd get back to us after he tries to visit. And
I'm
then
excited.
He did get back to us.
Oh my God.
He said, hey, mate, okay, here's the follow-up. Today we went to the Ape Titty slide. It's in a playground. This is the one we were looking at before in the plant, the shop.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the playground within a retail plant nursery in St. Vincent's Dels Horts in the province of Barcelona, not the city. We drove for 30 to 40 minutes to get there, and you can see it from the highway, and my heart skipped a beat when my wife, Bay, shouted, there it is. I can see it from here. Oh, my God. It would be the most surreal moment to see one of these in real life.
I'd cry. Oh, no, I would too.
He said, when we got there, the playground was closed for COVID safety reasons. I could only see the ape's back. I was torn between the excitement and the disappointment. Here's a photo I took. All right, I'll show you this photo if you guys can describe it here.
Okay, just a photo of the ape standing up its back. You can see the stairs, kind of the staircase leading into its back hole.
But that is a new angle for us. We haven't seen this one from that angle. And the palm trees, yet again.
Yet again. Mm.
Palm trees do seem to be connected here.
They feature heavily, yeah.
And then he also shows a photo with him posing with it from the front, looking pretty disappointed that he's been locked out.
Yeah, that's fair. That is upsetting. I feel you, dude. I feel you.
Look, I don't mean to talk shit, but you could have jumped a fence.
Well, I haven't finished his email, Adam.
Oh my. Yeah. I do not encourage breaking and entering. I want to state that here and now.
That was a joke.
This is a comedy podcast.
He said, we wandered around for a bit and then I was ready to give up. But Bay, his wife, suggested telling the shop assistants about the ape titty slide and try our luck. I approached the first one I saw and told her, this is going to sound weird, but I would like to see the gorilla. I then played my best card. I told her that I'm a media scholar, teaching and researching the history of video games.
Yeah. Perfect.
I love that as a thing that gets you into any situation.
Opens any door. Oh, yeah.
I love that that's his best card. Yeah. So
that's
good.
The dream of every academic, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
to be like, it's okay. I'm a art major.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a card, so I'm so jealous that he's got this card, and this is a card that has worked at times. He went on, I'm looking into the history of local companies that operated from the area before the advent of video games. All of this is true, of course, but I preferred to hide my holy primate's mission, at least until I got the green light. That to check if I could go in and had me waiting for a while. I used the time to check the store, and it's a nice one, which is something. And then, at last, an assistant came and told me they don't break the rules for any kids. But I was allowed to enter the playground with her. No kids, but media scholars. That's a different
story. Like the scene in Lord of the Rings, I am no child.
Falgus was and still is a big deal. When I told them I suspected the gorilla was a Falgus piece, she recognized the brand from kids' playground stuff. She did recognize it by name. Wow. Oh, Falgus. You think they have a Falgus?
You think we've got a Falgus?
Classic Falgus? Why, I have Falgus? I haven't heard that name in years.
Man of culture as well, I see.
As I relaxed, I told her that I found out about the gorilla on Australian podcasts, which she found very surprising, and I showed her your Twitter account. Perhaps you'll get a few new listeners from Barcelona. We got in. My main excuse to look around was that I wanted to check the gorilla, looking for any kind of plate, branding, or serial number. So this is...
Oh, that would have been great. Beautiful. Oh, you champion. Absolutely. Holy
this
cow.
Is, this is... He's just doing the best titty slide investigative work here. But just getting to see the ape titty slide from close was good enough. I went over every part and scanned for any sign to no avail. I'm sorry to confirm the gorilla cannot be identified. It shall remain a mystery
You've
for now.
You've done the Lord's work.
Yeah.
You should be so proud.
Absolutely.
But he's got some great pictures. Some of them he shared on Twitter already. Some people might have seen, but I'll share these for everyone now. So this is a little bit closer up from the front.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
You can see there that
the little nipples
remain each side.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's really...
Is that painted or is there actual... Here's my question. Is there, in the shaping of the fiberglass, have they flattened out and changed that area or is that just paint? That's my question.
I don't know. It always looks to me like they build the gorilla first. And this seems crazy. Like they build the gorilla first and then they just chop out the hole, which seems like a waste of fiberglass. Yes, but that is what it always looks like.
But maybe because there's different holes that are cut for different jobs.
Yeah, but true.
I also suppose, though, if it's like one company is producing the actual fiberglass figure and then another company is retrofitting slides.
True.
Do they really care that they're wasting a bit of fiberglass?
And it might be easier to do that than to mold an entire gorilla with a hole in its front in a way that's going to be uniform every time.
And potentially for transportation, maybe it's more structurally sound to have a whole gorilla. Let me show you some more of these photos. This is the best one.
That's a good picture. Oh, yeah. Wow. From the just beneath, you're kind of standing right at the gorilla's feet, looking up at its titties.
And look at the detail on the fur. It's good. It's amazing. Oh my God.
I don't know how we'd ever be able to. We don't live in that world. It's an impossible dream. But imagine seeing one made, seeing one cast and then painted in a factory somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, fucking
hell. I'm genuinely curious how something like this is built and how it's transported. It's really interesting. It's so big.
It's huge. Yeah. It's 8 foot. It is.
How do you make something like that?
Well, I think he mentioned in the email that, was it in this email? I believe that it's about 8 meters, or maybe that was from one of the, that might've been from an earlier email actually. That they found that they're about 8 meters tall.
You really want is to look at the like Falgris Entertainment website and see like a little message pop up that's like, if you buy 3 ape titty slides, shipping is free or something like that.
So this photo is with his partner, Bay. For scale, which I think is handy.
Yeah,
that is useful. Yeah.
Very. He said that, she could definitely reach its hand, but it did not seem serious or scholarly to do so.
Does he mention how tall Bay is?
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. No, he
because
doesn't.
That would be good to then be able to get like an exact measurement.
Yeah. Well, if we can work off 8 meters, maybe we can work backwards and figure out how big Bay is.
Well, about 8 meters, like that's, you know, that it's good to have someone who has seen it with their own eyes be like, oh, I reckon it's about this tall.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, obviously, an exact measurement, you know, like the perfect measurement is perfect, but like a decent estimate is also helpful, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
The email goes on a little bit longer here. He says, although the case is not closed, I'm happy to say I can give you some very juicy information. The nursery opened some 35 years ago, and the assistant told me that as far as she knew, the gorilla had always been there. Perhaps someone gave it to the nursery as a present, she said. It is in excellent condition. That's a beautiful theory.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so hang on. Are you saying that
didn't purchase it?
No, yeah, no, well, maybe that, but are you saying that they built the nursery around the ape?
It's been here since time immemorial.
We built, it's been here, my grandfather's grandfather remembers it just as I do. Yeah, or is it that they built the nursery and then were gifted it, or, because...
I'm sure they did not build it around the ape. That seems insane.
Is it possible that it might be a naturally occurring phenomenon? We can't rule this out.
Falgris Entertainment's just making the claim. Yeah, we built these things. Absolutely. They plucked them out of the ground. Yeah.
He says it's in excellent condition. They even gave it a coat of paint a couple of years ago, and you can tell it's looking beautiful. It's I reckon that's the nicest looking one we've seen.
Absolutely yeah.
He says, let's say it's been there since 1986. If it was not a new piece, that would very much fit in with the timeline we've established.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says, I'd bet it's a Falgus piece, given the history of the company and location. He said he reached out to Falgus, but they didn't write back. He'll inform us if they do. And then he said he wants to finish with this last photo, which I think is one that really, to me, the hairs on the back of my neck were erect as soon as I saw this. Have a look at this picture.
I'm excited.
From inside.
Incredible.
Wow.
So this,
it's quite high up.
It's so high up.
From the belly of the beast.
No, there isn't. For a brief moment, I was like, there looks almost like there's a plastic there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like as a guard. But no. That's just a trick of the picture.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful to see the inside of it after all of these weeks and weeks and weeks.
You can see here, my original assumption was that the shorter slide was the for younger children's slide.
It's much steeper.
Looking at it here, I hadn't realized that because they start at the same position, one of them is much steeper than the other one. So perhaps it's not an adult or child slide, as it is more just like a pick your speed sort of slide situation.
Do you want it slow and steady, or are you built for speed? Yeah. Do you have the need for speed?
Trying to put myself into the mind and mindset of a 12-year-old child, looking at both of them, I would think both of them were intimidating, but for different reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. To finish, Victor says that because of COVID, apparently they didn't let him go down the slide. So imagine being there.
Imagine. So close.
He said, how thrilling and frustrating at the same time.
Incredible.
It's a horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
He says, but someday this pandemic will be over and I'll go back and I'll be able to slide down.
Absolutely.
A man can dream. Cheers. Cheers to you, Victor. Great email. Thank you, Victor. Great.
It's nice to have something to look forward to, you know?
Thank you, Victor. Thank you, all of our little investigators out there. All of the
incredible
investigative journalists who've gone out. The person who went out to Mighty Joe, like all of you out there.
Vinny,
it's not just us here in the monkey house. It's every monkey out there. On the street, you know,
we've been giving a lot of shout outs to people in this show right now, but absolutely my Twitter, and I'm sure your Twitters as well, have been absolutely blown open by different people, different reporters in the street who are just doing what they can, sending us, tweeting at us.
The ape titty slide, it inflames the passions of the people, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It puts a fire in your belly. You got to figure out what's going on.
Thanks to Matt Hesketh, too, who put together the document that I've been looking through as the summary of the five that we were aware of five. Yeah. Now we're aware of so many more.
I reckon at least two or three doubled tonight.
I think it might have.
Mayhaps. Wow.
Can I give one more little piece of information? This is not related. It's related to a Falgus Entertainment statue, but it's not necessarily related to an ape titty slide. But I just think it's a crazy extra coincidence. So the ape titty slide or Falgus Entertainment is connected to another meme that you might know of. Another thing that's a little bit viral.
Interesting.
Let me show it to you.
You had my attention, but now you have my interest.
Kelsey acting normal, the real Kelsey. That meme takes place on a Falgus gorilla.
Incredible.
I just think that's
that
nuts.
Is incredible.
I don't know that meme.
How many memes must this one company create?
I just think it's wild. This meme came up on Instagram or something, and I was like, that's a fucking Falgus. She's on a fucking Falgus right now.
So people, if they Google Chelsea acting normal, they'll be able to find this, I guess.
Yeah, if they go Chelsea acting normal.
To describe it, Jackson.
So in the first image, we have Kelsey, who's just a woman in some three-quarter length jeans and some sandals and a top, sitting on the hand of one of the Falgus gorillas, the smaller gorilla statues. And the caption of that is Kelsey acting normal. And then the next photo, she's taking a sort of sassier pose, Kelsey, and she has her hands tweaking the nipple of the gorilla, and that we are led to believe is the real Kelsey. Anyway, I just thought that was amazing that it has reached incredible. Out to a second meme, that it's gone viral. Falgus secretly has gone viral a couple of different times. That's beautiful, I think.
I think that is beautiful. Maybe the last thing before we finish up, I normally do read out any five-star reviews we get in between. A couple have come through this week. If you don't mind, I'll read those out.
Please.
But while I'm just pulling these up, where can people find you guys?
If you want to hear any podcast I'm on, head to sanspantsradio.com. And if you click on podcasts, I'm on Plumbing the Death Star, Thumb Cramps, Baseless Speculation, D&D is for Nerds, Shut Up a Second. You can also find me on Twitter at All Dogs Are Dead. And you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. I'm all over the place.
I can be found on many of those podcasts as well at sanspantsradio.com. My username, however, is RetroArchetype, interestingly enough. It's a great thing. I hate it more and more how difficult I'm sure it is for the random person to try and spell. But I can also be found on Twitch at twitch.tv/RetroArchetype. And on Twitter by the same handle, and even Instagram. Wherever you need to send me your ape pictures, that is how you will find me. Simply call out. In fact, just step out into the streets and shout RetroArchetype. I will immediately, like the bat signal in the night, I will know where and when you are.
The when will be easy. It'll be now.
I'll figure out the when.
I'm trapped in 1965. RetroArchetype. There in his fucking flat.
That is my only power, and it is by far the most frustrating power to have.
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
Yeah. Evan, they can find you at gamygame.com, is that right?
Yeah. Or just go to YouTube and look up Gamey Game. It's the YouTube show that we make about video games, but also it's just a fun comedy.
Have you ever featured Monkeys and Coconuts, the whack-a-mole style game?
No, that has not come up.
Worth reviewing.
We should
cover that one. You know what they call that? Synergy.
Yeah. Got to be a crossover. I'm also on Twitter at EvanMS if you want to tag me in anything related to the investigation.
Yes, and I think I've found that email is best, especially if you're sending me a longish document or if you've visited one of these slides.
Yeah, these emails.
Primates, PRIMEMATES. POD for pod at gmail.com. They're the ones that I definitely look on Twitter and stuff. I love them and I enjoy them when I see them, but then I'm scrolling back trying to figure out where they are. They go missing a bit. So if you've done a bit of work, I'd definitely love to share it. So send it. Email's the best way to get it through. Even though, as I was sharing my screen before, people will notice there was about 5,000 unread emails in there.
It was 1,500 okay. and something, actually. I hate to see that sort of shit.
So just before we go, let me read out a couple of these recent five-star reviews. If you give us a five-star review, I'll read it out on the pod. It's a funny little bribe. So this first one comes from My Hedgehog Is from Great Britain. It writes five stars. What? I can't believe I share my birthday with Evan and Harry Malta. Oh my God.
If you
like vague references to primates in popular culture or anything to do with ape titty slides, then this is the podcast for you. Thank you so much, My Hedgehog Is. When is your birthday? Are we coming up to it, Ev?
No, April 9th.
April 9th. I mean,
slowly, always marching towards it. Yeah.
This next one comes from P. Tiao 126, writes, five stars. This new arc is a spiritual successor to the Finding Drago Desperado, and I'm here for it. Very true.
Yeah, I think
if you like investigative podcasts into important things, you should definitely check out those two podcasts as well. Are they on the Sandspants Network?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, great. No, they're ABC podcasts, aren't they?
Yeah.
We wish. If you want to hear some other podcasts that the two people behind it are, we have, they're on the network.
Total Reboot. We got Total Reboot. There you go. Check that out.
Patiao was from the United States. Finally, this one comes from Ninja Star 650 from Ireland, who writes five stars. Back when Primates was just Matt Stewart discussing primates and popular culture with various guests, it was one of my personal favorite podcasts, but the recent Ape Titty Slide saga has skyrocketed it into maybe one of the most compelling pieces of media in podcast history.
Wow.
Honestly, can't recommend it enough.
That's a high bar.
Put that on the fucking poster, you know?
I guess they're giving us a 5-star review, so it feels like they're inherently setting a high bar. Sure. So fair enough, actually.
So thank you to all of those review givers. Thanks to everyone who joined us and watched live in the live stream. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been so fun and having you all send through these great links. Also making a lot of very funny quips. They keep popping up on my screen.
Good.
I can't read them all out because that would be so tedious for the listeners at home going, oh, there's
that's
a real
also
funny
good
one.
Because I did make a mistake about Napoleon's birth, but it's not worth. I think it's fine. I think it's okay to not know.
I did know. I thought it was a fun observation that Stephen Edmonds made earlier. He said, when we were sharing our screens, we all had heaps of tabs open. He said, heaps of tabs open is the new red string.
Yeah, and aren't you shocked, listeners and viewers, that we have once again, like that this case.
How do we do it?
You think you've reached the bottom. You think there's nothing you can. I was going into this. I was like, oh, I haven't really got an email back from anyone. I don't really have as much information as I'd like. And yet, here we are an hour and a half, 2 hours later.
I credit this episode. It's amazing. I credit it to our 69 nice junior reporters.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Excellent. Yeah.
They helped us out so much. So thanks to all of them. Thanks for listening at home. But that's the end. Thank you, Evan Jackson and Adam Cannavale, for joining
us
here in the Monkey House. And as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
apes to meet you!
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.